have Shan Sheridan, and we've had so many people asking about what's happening with road construction, what's going on downtown, what's going to be the next steps, how long is this project going to take, all of, and really a lot of negative comments as well. We thought we would just sit down together, address some of the situation, and address the timeline, and go from there. So please, you're invited to stay and listen, and hopefully gain some information here on this afternoon in May. I'm going to start with you, Mayor. First of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you doing this, and I know this was spur of the moment, but this is really important for our community to get that word out, and I know you guys have done a great job. Kimberly, the communications director, the street department, the police department, everybody's been doing their job, but still, it's tough because when you're dealing with a state entity and we're trying to partner with them, things don't always go our way.
Right. It's been very frustrating, and it has been for everyone, not just the citizens, but also our street department, police department. We've received numerous complaints over the time that this has been going on. Jason and Scott have done a very good job at taking care of these complaints and what we can do. We have to always remember, though, this is an NDOT project.
Yeah.
The city doesn't have control over that. They can come in, they basically come in and tell us.
Yeah.
We can have conversation with them, but it ultimately is their decision how these things are handled.
I think one of the biggest questions that some folks say is that, well, we've known about this project, NDOT has been planning all this. Why hasn't there been more cooperation? But there's been a lot of changes, right, Jason? I mean, it seems like almost every day there's a new change. We had that conversation a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we're definitely dealing with timeline issues.
Yeah.
Not only things that pop up at the last minute, but also how long those projects would take.
Right.
You know, we're being told sometimes 2-3 days. Just for instance, the McKinley project right now was a 2-3 day project. It's now ended probably day 6 or 7.
Right.
If not longer. So those are the things we're running into. And obviously, I know we have weather situations that set it back a day or two, but you know, we're just not getting good information at the beginning. And
right. And
only information we can give to everyone else is what we give.
Right.
And like the mayor was saying, and, so we're trying to, you know, to adapt. You know, Chief Shoemaker and I spent a good 2 hours down there in that area, just for instance, there by the Vintage Cafe, because obviously that's a small business in our community,
right?
We want to keep running. We put, you know, some additional stop signs to make things a little safer coming out of Clinton Avenue and trying to keep people out of there, out of the Vintage parking lot, cutting through and things like
right.
that. But it's out of our control on how long those things last. And it's usually always utility work. Not a lot of road work going on right now. It's all utility work. And you know, and they also know when they get in there, they don't know what they're going to run into as well. I mean, you're talking probably 150-year-old utilities over there. So.
And I want to address that for a second, because I think that is a misconception that a lot of folks say, well, you're coming in, you've got a plan, you go and dig it all out. But you find barrels, or you find, you know, old manholes that maybe were not accounted for.
Yeah, we put, you know, just for instance, in Washington Avenue, Phase 1 and Phase 2, you know, projects that the city dealt with. You know, I took pictures, put them on Twitter, put them on Facebook, and some of the piping that we ran into, you know, the milestone ran into down there, and it's the same thing here. You don't know what you're getting into. You know, we ran into a situation with the tunnel recently.
Right.
The tunnel running from, you know, the junior high over to high school.
The state didn't even know. The state didn't even know about it. Now it's a big thing. Yeah. We got a tunnel on Frankfurt.
Now, Channel 8 just didn't ask the right people.
Right.
But, you know, we looked at that. That had to go back to the designer to find out what they wanted to do with that. So that went back to them. And then, you know, just little things like that pop up for them during the process. You know, I do agree that there was lack of productivity down on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of difference on the east side. I think they're really working hard to try to catch up some of that time that they lost. But yeah, I mean, you run into some unforeseen circumstances at times when it comes to utilities. You know, road work's one thing, utilities, you know, and like I've said in the past with all other things we've done in the city, those are the most important things.
Right.
You know, everybody likes the nice new asphalt, the nice sidewalks, but utilities are massive when it comes to these big projects, and obviously 28 is a good size project.
And I will just add that, you know, in the economic development world, infrastructure is everything. I mean, water, sewer, gas lines, fiber, all of these things, they have to be protected. It, to your point, great point, it's more than just asphalt. It's more than just a smooth road. You've got to protect all of that. And that's one of the issues that, and I think people don't realize that there's so many other utilities today than there were maybe 100 years ago. We've got sewer, we've got water, we have gas, natural gas, we have water lines, and then you have all of the lines that are going to the individual businesses and individual homes. It is a, definitely a different pattern than 100 years ago.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah, we, you know, the things that we have dealt with throughout the project, we've always kept the businesses in the city at our best interest. You know, different design questions that have come up. You know, one person used to have a couple of entries into their business, now they only have one. Those are things that we don't necessarily know, we don't know about at the beginning until it happens and then we find out. So I think it's been, we're kind of counteracting things that we see that come up at the very last minute, especially in time.
Well, and then the other thing is State Road 28 is a limited access highway. And people don't always think about that, but that is state designated as a limited access highway. So you just don't add another access to your property. And sometimes they even get one taken away because if they feel like that they can run everything in to that property out of one, such like Jimmy John's Plaza, they're going to do that. And we greatly appreciate you working with us with our businesses, you know, Jimmy John's, Pizza King, AT&T, all those in that little plaza there, IU Health. But like you mentioned, Vintage Cafe, Frankfurt Truck and Car. I mean, we've got so many businesses that do get impacted and that get infected. But we're very fortunate to have the local leadership that is concerned about that. I want to kind of turn the conversation to law enforcement, Scott, because I was just mentioning off camera, you know, just the other day, there was a truck coming barreling down the wrong way. You're dealing with that. Tell what our folks here need to hear from your perspective and what we can do and how we can do a better job of even citizen patrolling some of this.
Yeah, I mean, what we're dealing with too is a national supply chain issue too. Yep. So semis are going to want to take the easiest route.
Gas prices, diesel prices.
Yeah, the detours that the state sometimes gives are so far out of the way to another state highway. So we're going to see semis coming through Frankfurt. And Jason and I have worked on signage. We've got our portable sign that's out to prevent trucks from coming down under the viaducts of Armstrong, and then they'll just go down to Freeman and try the same thing. So we don't have all the necessary funding to buy billboard, you know, signs for every area. And so we've been working on making signs and trying to keep trucks, get them to the roads that we're asking them. We can get them through Frankfurt. We can get them through back out to 28. The problem is their GPSs and whatnot will want them to go to the next road.
Well, Google still sends people to the wrong address here.
Right. And so we're going to have semis go the wrong way. We're going to have semis go on the wrong streets. And so what Jason and I have been working on this week is the signage that we can enforce. We don't really want to stop everybody, but we started last week with additional overtime that we're spending. And for 3 days, so Wednesday through Friday, we had an officer out that their job was to stop semis and cars that were running stop signs, going the wrong way or whatnot. And we issue citations and warnings to about 40 people in a 36-hour time on those dates. But when we put a new sign out this morning at Clinton and Hogue, and I was going to lunch, and I saw the tail end of a semi go right by it.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things that make you a little disgruntled. We won't stop everything, but we're trying to educate. Yeah. And the problem with NDOT, and it's great. I grew up on that road, 10 years on Walnut Street.
Yeah.
The road's terrible.
Yeah.
And so we need them to rebuild this. I think people need to understand that. This road has been paved and paved and paved, but it rattles everybody's house, you know, because of the construction. And so we want it to be done, but the coming into Frankfurt, you're not really blocked from coming into Frankfurt.
Right.
All the barricades are off to the side of the road. And we've tried to get them out into the road. You go to other communities, the roads are blocked. You have to go around the barricade.
Yep.
And so semis are coming down 28, and they're going to keep coming down 28. And we, Jason and I have been, this, last year when we started this, we were, you know, and semi drivers, they get mad at us, you know, because we found out there were no signs. You recall, we went out to 28 and 29, and there were no signs.
Wow.
And so we were getting upset for the semis asking, how many signs did you pass to get to this point? Because now we had to work to get amongst us.
Right.
Well, we find out there's no signs.
Wow.
So we worked on that.
So they're coming in blind.
Now.
Yeah, no, no.
But now, everything out east of town, Shan, is very well lined.
Yeah.
I would go to Michigan Town, Blacktop, coming to Washington Avenue. But like Scott said, mentioned GPS earlier. GPS is the worst nightmare for us right now.
Right.
Because they don't read the signs.
Right.
They pay attention to what's on their screen, and you know, they're still coming into 28 to Oak. That's the reason we're still having a problem with Oak and Clinton. But it's more so now coming off of Oak, turning westbound on Clinton, where before it was coming off of Clinton, turning southbound on Oak, because that's what their GPS was telling them.
Yeah.
You know, we put up a barrel today with the weight limit on there, as well as no truck sign right there in front of Officer Tillman's house at that intersection to hopefully prevent that from happening.
Just have him stand out there. He's an imposing guy.
But, it's difficult to keep him off the boat, because if they would abide by the signs out there, we should never see anybody on 28
right
at Hope.
Right.
But we do.
Yeah.
And the ones that we are getting now that are going eastbound are coming off Jackson.
Yeah.
Because they get down here and they know they can't turn on 28. So they're turning on Clinton or turning on Washington.
Right.
And cutting through there, and then, like I said, trying to turn back on the hook.
So I think it's fair to say that a lot of people are following them.
Yeah.
People are going to see one or two.
Yeah.
And they're going to get, you know, maybe upset at that. But we've really, I think, have cut it down. Tremendously.
Yeah.
Because now we're getting complaints because of our other roads. You know, we put a lot of people to Glen Avenue, which that is, we have told people to go that way.
Yeah.
That's what we're, because.
And it's a good road. I mean, it's a pretty solid road.
Because of the McKinley thing.
Yeah.
But you know, we were out there last week and people literally drive through the road close signs and then get mad at us when we're standing there. They're asking us now for directions.
Right.
You know? And so we it's marked. It really is in certain locations, but it's just out of towners trying to get through, and that's hard for them.
And the misconception that you can't get from the north to the south, because I mean Jackson is open right now, Main Street is open right now. Is that going to continue? Are you going to continue to have, because there's going to be intersections that are going to be closed here soon, correct?
Yeah, everything down here. Just looking at the schedule right now, if we get into that, Shannis.
Yeah.
We're looking at the west side being done somewhere around the 13th of July.
Great.
That's what the schedule is saying right now. This is the most.
That's what the schedule is saying right now. All right, we want to make sure that you understand. Right. The schedule is saying July 13th. Jason's not saying that. The schedule is saying
that. And this was the most. I just actually printed it off today. And also progress maintenance from yesterday's or Tuesday's meeting. You know, there's good things to come. You know, we're hoping by Hot Dog Festival that stretch of road will be opened up. And if it isn't, they've offered to flag down there during that time. If they're just doing concrete for sidewalks, or striping, they can flag and keep
traffic going.
So we could get traffic back on there maybe a little sooner than that. But it was showing anywhere from 7:05 to 7:13 would be the last week that they would be working on this side, which. Once that happens, then that will help us out tremendously on this side.
Right.
As far as everything on the east side, there's a question I think you had on there about, why are streets shut down that aren't being worked on?
Right.
Well, I don't know if they're just talking about what approaches Walnut, both sides, but obviously there's no street there.
Right.
So you can't cross at Walnut anywhere. And unfortunately, that's part of it.
And that's more unfortunate for the residents.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. So, yeah, definitely. And I spoke with Ian B. and Fox about access to homes on Walnut. There's five homes on the north side of Walnut, down near Hoke, that have no alley access.
Yeah.
And one of those particular homes has an individual that has some health issues.
Right.
And they've offered to put cut across to alleys that would take them over to Wabash that they could get to. Because pretty soon, probably the next, I guess, week or so, because they told me 3 weeks ago, it'd be about a month, they'll start milling the north side of Wabash.
Okay.
So, but they're going to put a cut across for those five homes. Everyone else has alley access to their homes there. Because at first it's like, well, I'm not sure what we're going to do. Well, that's not a good answer.
Right.
We just went through Washington Avenue phase two, and nobody ever had to worry about getting home and leaving everything.
Right.
So it can be done, and we just got to look into it and make sure that's the case. And, you know, right now they can get in off of Hope to their homes right now. But pretty soon that'll be a situation where they'll just cut across to an alleyway, shoot down the alleyway at Wabash, and they can get.
So they'll be able to get their homes through an alley.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. That was one of the questions that people have been proposing. What's going to happen when Hoke closes completely and you can't get to my home?
Yeah, so it's created a lot of different things for my apartment. I mean, we're still picking up trash.
So yeah.
We've had to change.
Are you coming down the alley?
Yeah, we're having to back down those alleys to pick up trash and everything because we can't obviously pull out of the street. So it's, you know, it's created some issues for our apartment as
well. But it's temporary.
Yeah, it's temporary, but you know, it's my job. You know, everybody says, well, it's not our project, but it is my job and our job to make sure that people are taken care of.
Right.
And that was just one situation that we've been working with. We pull in Old Stoney and walk a couple houses down and pick up the houses across from Walnut, pick up trash from Walnut and bring it back to the trash truck, get in it, back out of Old Stoney. So, you know, we're doing a lot of that. And you know, on top of that, I've been working with Richard Gilliatt from about a ULD to do some work for us on Clinton Street. I just brought up recently to talk to him about the Hoke and Clinton. At first, their response was it was outside the scope of the project, but after talking with them and letting them know, hey, this is happening because of the project.
What's a ULD?
Basically, just a damage assessment that they'll do.
What do they call that? A TARP?
TORP claim.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to talk about it.
Yeah.
But they come in, they take video of from McKinley around to Clinton to downtown, which was part of the first phase detour. It's still some going on there, but not as much now with the detour going out Prairie Avenue. But this is another situation, Clinton Hope, we've talked about. Obviously, there's a lot of trucks go past Old Stoney on Clinton Street there. So those are things that I brought up to them just to seek their help. And Richard's been awesome to work with.
He's really a nice guy. Yeah. Very nice guy.
He's been awesome to work with.
He has to. He hears a lot of complaints, so he has to stay at a very low level of temperature there. So.
Yeah, but I think that'll help us out, and that'll work for us to hopefully get some damages covered at a later time. I don't know the process of how that will end up going.
Right.
But
you bring up a good point, because that's what a lot of folks are wondering there. What about these side streets that all of these trucks are going down? There's going to be more damage. Jason's going to have a lot of work to do after all this is done, more than likely.
Jason has reached out to NDOT. We're working with them. I've already signed one letter to them. So we're working on them helping us with damages that are done. We're holding off for a little while. I mean, it would be kind of senseless for us to go out and fix these damages now.
Sure.
But probably that same day it would happen again.
Right.
So we're definitely looking at that. We're in touch with them, and I think they'll help us. Don't you, Jason, on getting this taken care of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, utilities, like the situation with the light and the pole at the Hoke and Clinton. It's a pretty dangerous situation, and but that's the main power pole in our city. I'm not hearing from Phil and some of the guys in City Light Power, if we have to shut that pole down or it gets damaged to where we have to replace it, that takes out about half the city's power.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So that's a large risk to take, and that pole's getting eaten up, but so far it's hanging on, and I think that, you know, rather than fix it now, have it get damaged again, have the power be down for who knows how long to fix it. We're trying I spoke with the lady that lives at the Yellow House there on the southeast corner, very understanding about the situation. I said, we're working to help you out, but I'd rather wait until the end of the project, because when you go to sleep at night, truck's going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
They're going to pull back over and damage your sidewalk. Yeah, we're hearing, grass.
We're hearing a lot of folks say about 2 o'clock in the morning, they're hearing a lot of beep, beep, beep. The sure. beep, massive sure. noise.
I'm sure.
So, of people coming back. You know, and this, from my perspective, I look at all of this and see economic development. I mean, I see, you mentioned this, you lived there for 10 years on Walnut. This is a long time coming. I mean, we've been planning this. You've been here for years.
Yes.
We've been planning to see this all happen.
Exactly.
And now it's happening. And it's been delayed multiple times, correct?
It has.
Because it's been on the docket for a while.
I can't even tell you how many years this has gone on. But so we all knew it was going to come. We just didn't know when. And here we are. And and so, like I said, I feel like we're dealing with it the best way that we can.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of frustration out there. I understand that. And what it's done to small businesses, you know, that's really a shame. I hate that for them that they're having to go through this. We try to encourage people to support these small businesses, even though it's difficult to get there. Go that little extra amount and go support them.
And to your point, we greatly appreciate everything that gets pushed out social media. I know Kimberly's doing a great job in the communications department, and you know we're partnering. We just went and spent money on gift certificates at some of these businesses for Thursday Thunder, which that kind of brings back. You know, I don't want to prolong this discussion, but I do want to make sure that we get as many questions answered. Hot Dog Festival is big, and you mentioned July 13th was kind of a date for all of that west side being potentially completed enough for traffic to go through. What's the plan for Hot Dog Festival right now? I'll let anyone answer. I'll tell you if you're going to have a dog in the fight.
So. I'll go ahead and start. We were obviously looking at that, and have been for probably a month and a half, 2 months now. Kim Stevens approached us. Chief Shoemaker and I, his department, my department, are going to look at, obviously, with the state being on Washington Street, and that's where our main feature is for trucks right now, is we're looking to send trucks out north of town out by the Camden Highway Department.
Okay.
Out to 75 to 300, to 300 to the dump, where it comes out there at the landfill.
Sounds
and then bring them back in.
200
to our the new Bumble Road.
Yeah,
200.
Yeah,
200.
Yeah.
I think it's Roy 200 coming back off of 75 is not a good spot for a truck, so they have to go down to 300.
Right.
Come out of the landfill. It's a little out of the way, but it keeps trucks from here. And according to Kim, by Sunday afternoon, we would be able to open that back up. What that's going to probably cause for us is overtime, because you can't just send a truck and tell them to go this way, and they're not going to go that way. We obviously have been experiencing that for quite a few months now. So it's going to have us, you know, probably haven't had people at each station where they're going to need to turn throughout those 2 days to try to keep people going where they need to go. Because do they turn back on Burlington Avenue and come back at
that was my question.
We don't want them to. Yeah. So we're going to have somebody there. I've already spoke to my department, my guys about that already. They're always willing to step up and help out.
Yeah.
You know, they enjoy that comp time that they earn through that time or overtime. And we don't use a lot of overtime at the department. I know Scott does, but we don't. So it's an opportunity for these guys to work a little overtime and in a sense keep us safe down here.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned with 28 over here, hopefully that being opened by the 29th. When Hot Dog Festival is, hopefully it's open, and this won't be an issue over here. Obviously, the eastbound side will still be a problem, but what I'm trying to focus on is how do we keep them away from the downtown area on Washington Street during the big concerts that we're going to have here.
Which there'll be a lot of vehicular traffic and pedestrian traffic.
Right, the local traffic will figure it out.
Yeah,
that they can't get any further than that.
It'll be the out-of-town traffic.
And the out-of-town traffic and the truck traffic. And we've got to be concerned about it. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Jackson Street, we haven't really spoke about Jackson, but it's obviously got a lot more traffic on it. And
will it be open still?
Yeah.
Jackson will be open?
Okay. It'll be open.
Okay.
And so we got to watch obviously what traffic's doing there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, you guys did a fantastic job last year. In fact, I thought it was one of the best hot dog festivals we ever had, and I think Kim would agree. It was a great hot dog festival, and the traffic flow, even as much challenge that we had, you guys had people down at Jackson and Washington. I mean, it was done well. I know there's gonna be a little more challenge this year because of the way things.
We had changed the lights to red, flashing red. The problem with that is you wouldn't guess how many people drive right through that.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. So we had to at times shut traffic down and get people across. We thought that
would just manpower.
Right, because the lights won't cycle north for east and west, but nobody's there because it's closed, and so it would create delays all around. So we turned it to red to keep traffic flowing, but they'd still run that red line.
Are there things that NDOT can do to help us with something like this? I mean, is there certain signage that they could bring in, that solar signage? I mean, anything that NDOT could come to the table with on something like that? That's going to be a big day, a big week.
Yeah.
Every time we've asked for something, they have helped us. Like, we got the lights changed at Jackson and Walnut. I would say with all the road construction projects in the state of Indiana, I don't know if there are any message boards left.
There are a lot of them out there. I was just at a community that had probably four or five, and I'm thinking, wow.
Our biggest problem is the 26 being closed is why semis don't want to go away up to 18.
Yeah.
Which we had our problem with round one of this last year because of that road being closed. They will come through Franklin.
Jason, I think we mentioned that to NDOT in a phone conversation. What was that, 2 or 3 weeks ago? So we gave them a heads up.
Good.
You know, we need this.
Yeah.
Something done during the Hot Dog Festival. Yeah. And I know that Jason's continued to work with them to make sure that
And then this is more of a question for Kim, and we won't get into a lot of the Hot Dog Festival, but, you know, some people say, well, just move it. You know, just move it to another location. Well, you know, it's been the day. You know, we have a beautiful amphitheater. We have a beautiful new park. We have this. The downtown businesses count on all this. It is bringing people to the center of your community. Last year I was just extremely proud of all of the leadership of the folks that worked hard. Kim's crew, your crew, of making it work, because I thought it was one of the best ones that we've had as far as the flow of things. But, you know, I think some people would say, well, I've got a better idea, or maybe we should do it this way. But you guys think about that, right?
I mean,
you
sit down
and you think about the fairgrounds, you think about all the other places that it could go, and you realize at the end of the day, this is probably the best place.
And our goal is to have a successful event.
Downtown.
We want the Hot Dog Festival to be successful, and we would like to have it in the downtown area. Like you said, we have Prairie Creek Park. We have so many activities going on down here. So that's our goal. That's what we want. And I think it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to have to make some changes. We're just going to have to do things differently.
Well, there's a word that we don't like to use a lot. It's called patience.
Yeah.
We live in a very big, and I want to talk a little bit about this with you, Scott. This summer, there's a lot of folks that are concerned, not just locally, but on the national level, that this summer could be you got Roe versus Wade going on, you got political things going on, you got a lot of craziness that's happening in our world. Summer brings out the heat, and it brings out the heat in people. You know, and then we've got all of this construction. Your department's got to be thinking, maybe need to get Mr. Stedham here to get the fire hoses out, because that may be something we need to be doing.
Well, I think, like he said, without our partnerships between both departments, because this summer we need to be focusing on security of the event downtown and the thousands that come to the concert. We really can't focus on construction traffic. Like we were saying, if we could get everybody to follow the signs, then we wouldn't have to take guys and gals off the road or from our event, because we need to protect the situation, because there are a lot of situations. Anything could happen. We don't want it to happen. Last year we had a small child got hit by a car. He was in the crosswalk and she wasn't paying attention, and so that was kind of scary. Luckily he's all right, and his guardian was with him, so okay. But we've got to be prepared for anything. And so our main priority is safety of people downtown. And with their help, and we'll be trying to keep commerce going, keep people moving, or stop here and have a hot dog and look around and then get back on the road. So I hope 28 West is open. That will help with getting people back here and getting them westbound. But there are a lot of alternatives to get around Frankfort.
They really are. And that's what I was sharing with a business person this week, that there are, I mean, I think that the social media kind of blows things up a lot of times and embellishes it a little bit. I can't imagine the human condition that would do that, but we do that. We do it often. And I just wanted to have this conversation that, you know, there are commonsensical solutions, and there's a lot of folks that are working on all of these problems and struggles that we're dealing with. And we've got great leadership here in our community. You may not always agree. I don't always agree. But the opportunity to come together and try to figure things out, to your point, Scott, safety first and foremost, you know, for you, it's bringing people, getting people from point A to point B in the safest way, and keeping the integrity of infrastructure and all the things that go on beyond just the asphalt and the street pavement. And then you've got to keep everybody happy.
That's there. Right. That's
so,
right.
You know, everything rests on your shoulders. So as we close this segment, close this time together, what would you want to share with people? Jason, why don't you go first? We'll let the mayor kind of finish it off. But what would you want to just share with people today? Just to give them a message. And no promises on July 13th, by the way. Go ahead.
No, I just obviously be patient. You know, in the situation, and I've worked three federally funded projects in town. And, you know, it's all great when it's all finished.
Yeah.
Just be patient with us. There is ways around town. Obviously, if you have any questions, you know, I know the mayor would agree, give us a call.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier for you to call us and talk to us. You know, our departments, you know, we're there 7 to 4 every day. We have ways of getting emailed through the city's website. You know, call us and ask us.
Yep.
You know, like Shannon said earlier, with social media, it can blow things out of proportion quick. And we just, you know, if you get the answer directly from the source, I think things go much easier, you know, with everything going on. So, you know, we appreciate everyone in the city being patient. I know most people are.
Yeah.
You know, and it is a surprise when they closed eastbound side down.
Yeah.
It was a surprise to me as well. You know, we are doing what we can. We want to make sure we get everybody back to their homes, in and out of their homes like they're supposed to. Just be patient with us. And I know when you're in a construction zone, you can get frustrated, you know, and do things behind the wheel that you probably shouldn't. Please be cognizant of your surroundings, so these guys can stay out doing what they need to be doing. And
we about got hit the other day sitting out there from someone.
So. Yes.
You know, and another thing I might mention that we didn't really talk about is that as you're coming in on 28 from the west, our city's set up a little different than some others because there's not a lot of roads that you can reach anywhere on.
Right. We have a main thoroughfare.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, where some other communities are different. I mean, we didn't design our streets, you know, they're here and we gotta do what we can with them. But you know, there is some opportunities coming from the east, but coming from the west it's difficult.
Yep.
And you know, unfortunately all that was left was McKinley. You know, we have been sending a lot of people out Prairie to
Van Hunter,
to go to the south.
Yep.
You know, I think that's worked out pretty well, and the sheriff's helped us out on that standpoint as well too with his people. And, but just, you know, trying to be patient. You know, things are getting done, utilities are getting replaced. You know, and pretty soon we'll have a nice stretch of road.
It's going to be pretty nice. It's going to be awesome. Scott?
Well, I can tell you from we work 24/7. You know, we've got a mayor that will hit me up at midnight sometimes, and Jason. And so we are just as we're not stressed out, but we are just as
concerned,
passionate about the same things that maybe residents are. I mean, I've been with him, you know, last year, and we were ready to cut an old gas line that nobody wanted to touch just to get the road open.
Yeah.
And so we're out there every day, and I want people to know that that we're working. And NDOT has been responsive to us when we ask.
Yeah.
And so far, we haven't seen a large increase in traffic crashes. We haven't, you know, but we...
Great point. That's a great point.
You know, and so we'll have, you know, we have our annual number of crashes, and so far, we're still, our personal injuries and fatalities are... fatalities are at zero, personal injuries are down. So we just need people to slow down and get there. I mean, just, we're trying to get to locations too, to provide emergency services. So we're all in the same boat.
Absolutely. Well, you make a great point about the about safety, about crashes and injuries and all of that. And I think you come back to your, Jason, is that, you know, be patient, be cognizant of what's happening around you. Like I said the other day, someone was upset and they came barreling down the alley, down a place that there's no way that they're going to, that they should be traveling at that speed. And so, you know, you may have to adjust. You may have to adjust your speed. You may have to adjust your schedule. You may have to adjust your route.
Exactly.
Right? Mayor?
Yes. I just want everyone to know that we feel the frustration.
Yeah.
We're frustrated too.
We live here.
Yeah, we live here. We have to do, we're going through the same things they are. I just want them to be aware that we care about them. It's important to us, the safety of the citizens. I work very well with Jason and Chief Shoemaker. If I see a situation, they hear the situation, we're addressing it. We're trying to stay on top of it. That's what's important to us. And you know, in a few months, we're going to have a beautiful thoroughfare.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just got to stay focused on the end result. And I know sometimes that's hard. I know that's frustrating. But it's going to be good. And as a community, we've got to all come together. We've got to work together to make this work.
And end result. So what's the end date? NDOT's going to leave us and we'll be gone and be done.
October 22nd.
October 22nd.
Scheduled end date for...
Of
2022? 2022. 2022.
Okay.
That was the one I just printed off about 10 minutes before.
Yep.
Okay. So you heard it, folks. We're looking at this fall, hopefully being wrapped up. And, you know, and I would also just remind you, there's farmers out there too. We got truck traffic and tractor traffic that's out in the county. A lot of trucks that are leaving town to go out in the county. It's not just about Frankfort, it's really throughout the county. Be safe, be patient. We're getting ready for the hot months. It's already warming up. Temperatures start to rise when the temperatures start to rise. And so we're just asking you to be patient and calm and recognize that these guys and gals, you know, we appreciate the leadership and what they're doing to make our community not only safer, but better. And we're hopeful that we can, through economic development, through the power of government, that we can all work together. But it's the power of the citizenry that really makes it. That's why it's all about. It's all about the taxpayer. It's all about the resident that goes to work every day, that goes and coaches the Little League ball games and announces ball games and are on church boards and different boards here in our community. That's what makes a community, and we need you, and we all need to be working together to make this a better community. And I tell you, there's some great things coming, and this three lanes coming through here is going to be like, you know, a kitchen remodel. You know, you go through it, it's not fun, it's not pleasant, but one of these days, when mama's standing in front of the sink and that water's flowing and you see the beautiful new refrigerator and the new island, pretty nice.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate what you guys are doing. Chief Shoemaker, I thank you, Jason. I'm on a first name basis with you. I don't know if you guys are in the first. No, I'm just joking. I love these folks. Kim Black, our communications director, appreciate her helping set this up. Katie Ann, our communications director here at the chamber, behind the camera, making all this happen. For all of us here at the Chamber of Commerce and the city of Frankfort and the great county of Clinton, we want you to be safe this summer. Thank you for joining us.